Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson in the riser zone, but we're doing it the drum and bass way, dubwise, jungle leaning, gritty, spatial and rhythmically alive. The mission is simple to say and a little spicy to execute. Build a 16-bar riser that doesn't feel like a generic EDM sweep. The signature move is offset and arrange. We're going to time shift the layers against each other, so the riser has forward momentum, syncopated tension, and that heavy but moving feeling you hear in proper DNB intros and pre-drops. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar riser made of three layers. First, an air and noise layer that feels wide and pressurized, not cheap. Second, a dub siren tone that climbs in pitch and urgency. Third, a ghost jungle layer, using an amen or percussion loop smeared into reverb so the build implies groove, not just noise. And then we'll arrange it like Riedel DNB pacing. 8 bars of tease, 4 bars of tension, 2 bars of oh no, and 1 bar of pre-drop choke. Alright, open Ableton Live 12. Step 0, set the world up for DNB. Put your tempo at about 172 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 175 is fine. Create a group. Name it Riser Bus. Inside it, create three tracks. Riser Air, Riser Siren, Riser Ghost, and that one will be audio. On the Riser Bus, add three devices in this order. First, EQ8. High pass it somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. Don't be precious. Risers do not need subs. Your drop needs subs. Next, glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction at most. This is glue, not punishment. Then, a limiter with the ceiling at minus 0.8 dB. This is just safety so you don't get surprised while you're automating. Now we build the layers. Step 1. The air layer. Noise riser that doesn't sound like a preset. On riser air, load waveeatable. Choose a noise waveeatable or anything bright that can pass as noise. Then set a filter inside waveeatable. MS2 or PRD works great. Low pass it, and add a little resonance, like 15 to 25%. Not squealy. Just enough to speak. Now add movement. Put LFO 1 onto the filter frequency with a tiny amount. Set the LFO rate sync to half note or 1 bar. This part matters. You want motion landmarks. If it's just a static wash, delaying it later won't feel groovy, it'll just feel late. The ear needs something to grab. A little wobble. A pulse. A swirl. Keep it subtle. After waveeatable, add an auto filter, low pass again, and add drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. You're building a bit of pressure and thickness. Then add saturator, soft clip-on, drive 2 to 5 dB. Then hybrid reverb. Choose a hall, maybe something slightly shimmery, but don't go cinematic trailer. Decay 3 to 8 seconds, pre-delay 15 to 35 milliseconds. Wet around 15 to 30% for now. Then utility. Set width somewhere like 140 to 170%. Turn bass mono on and set it around 200 Hz. Now automate the story over 16 bars. Automate the auto filter cutoff so it starts low, like 300 to 600 Hz, and rises to basically open by the end, like 18 to 20 kHz. Automate hybrid reverb, wet so it slowly increases, especially in the last 4 bars, like 15% up to around 35%. If you want a little extra lift, automate utility gain up maybe 1 to 2 dB near the end, but don't rely on gain as the main intensity control. We'll talk about density in a second. Here comes the key move, the offset. Go to track delay for this air track and nudge it late. Start at plus 15 milliseconds. Anywhere from plus 10 to plus 25 is the usual zone. This does something very specific. The air drags behind the grid, which reads as dubby heaviness. It's like the room is pulling backward while the track pushes forward. Step 2. The siren layer, dubwise tone riser. On riser siren, load operator, oscillator A, sine wave. Keep it clean. Bring in oscillator B at a low level, set its ratio to 2 or 3, and add a little FM from B to A. Lightly. We want edge and character, not full neuro complexity. Now effects. Add pedal. Set it to overdrive. Drive around 10 to 25%. Tone to taste. Add auto filter. Set it to bandpass. This is where the siren vibe lives. Start the frequency somewhere mid, like 1 to 3 kHz, and automate it slightly upward over the 16 bars. Add echo, time on 1/8 dotted or 1/4, feedback around 20 to 40%. Inside echo, roll off lows below 300 Hz so it doesn't cloud your build. Optional, redux very lightly, just a touch of downsample for a crunchy air edge. If it starts sounding like a video game, back it off. Now the core, pitch automation. Over 16 bars, Automate the siren's pitch rise by about 7 to 12 semitones. You can do this with clip transposition, pitch bend, or instrument pitch depending on how you like to work. And here's the advanced musical part. In the last four bars, make it a staircase, not a perfectly smooth ramp. Do tiny jumps each bar, or even twice per bar, so it feels urgent and intentional. Offset move. Contrast. Set track delay on the siren early, like minus 10 milliseconds. Anywhere from minus 5 to minus 15 is the range. Now your siren leads the beat while the air drags. That push-pull creates tension without adding loudness. This is one of those sounds expensive tricks because it's arrangement and perception, not just more distortion. Arrangement for the siren across sections, bars 1 to 8, keep it quieter, more filtered, more echo. Bars 9 to 12, open the filter and reduce echo feedback a bit so it becomes more direct. Bars 13 to 16, increase drive a touch, tighten echo, less feedback, more presence. It should feel like it's stepping closer to your face. Step 3. The ghost jungle layer. This is the identity layer. If you skip this, you'll still have a riser, but it won't say jungle. This is what makes the build imply drums even when the drums aren't doing much. On riser ghost, drop in a clean amen or any break. Loop 1 to 2 bars. Choose your warp mode depending on the vibe. Beats mode if you want punchy artifacts and rhythmic edges. Complex Pro if you want a smeary stretch that turns into texture. Now make it ghostly. Add EQ 8. High pass between 300 and 600 Hz. Then if it's harsh, dip a bit around 3 to 6 kHz. Add hybrid reverb. Decay 6 to 12 seconds. Wet 35 to 60%. Yes, it's a lot. This is a ghost layer. Then add auto filter. High pass it, and automate it opening upward over time. It's counterintuitive, but it lifts the texture and makes it feel like it's floating up out of the mix. Then grain delay because dubwise. Frequency around 1.5 to 3 kHz. Random pitch 10 to 25. Dry wet only 5 to 15%. Subtle. You want ticks and instability, not chaos. Optional but powerful. Put an EQ8 after the hybrid reverb and plan to darken the tail in the final bar. That darkening tail is a very dub signature, and it leaves brightness space for the drop cymbals and transients. Now offset this layer the most. Set track delay to plus 30 to plus 60 milliseconds. This is the big trailing smear that makes the whole riser feel like it's in a room, not in a spreadsheet. Quick coach note, offsets only really work if the layer has some kind of transient or modulation landmarks. So if your ghost layer is too washed and constant, bring back a little direct signal, or add a tiny gate pulse, or let grain delay create little ticks. Give the ear something rhythmic to lock onto. Step 4. Make the group move like a performance. On the riser bus, add an auto filter near the end of the chain for a last moment choke. Automate that cutoff to close slightly in the final half bar. Not all the way down, just enough to feel like a vacuum opening up. Add a utility on the bus for width control. Start around 120%, rise toward 170% through the build, then snap to 100% at the drop. That snap is a mix engineer trick. It makes the drop feel physically bigger because the build was wide and the impact is centered. If you want heavier motion and you're staying stock, you can add roar on the bus, but keep it subtle. Make sure lows are already rolled off before it hits roar or it can get messy fast. Now we arrange the 16 bars with DNB pacing. Bars 1 through 8, T's. Air layer is filtered low and wide, but quiet. Siren is bandpassed, echo heavy, almost like it's happening down the corridor. Ghost layer is barely there, mostly reverb tail. You want the hint of break identity, like a shadow. Bars 9 through 12, tension. Bring the siren forward. Reduce echo feedback slightly so it feels closer and more urgent. Open filters steadily on air and ghost. Increase saturation slightly. Slightly, you're building density, not just volume. Here's a crucial mindset shift. Map intensity to density. Instead of turning things up, increase how busy they feel. More audible echo repeats, slightly faster modulation. A touch more grain activity, maybe deeper rhythmic gating. Your meters can stay almost the same while the listener feels acceleration. Bars 13 through 15. Panic. Do the stair-step pitch increments on the siren. Increase reverb wet on air and ghost so the space blooms. Now add some negative space. Do one or two short pullbacks. A quarter bar mute on the bus is enough. Or dip the bus volume for a moment. This is classic jungle tension. You remove, so the brain anticipates impact. Optional variation right here. The halftime dread switch in bar 13. Make the ghost layer feel halftime by gating it more sparsely, like half notes, while increasing reverb size and reducing the direct signal. The floor drops out before the drop, which is scary in the best way. Bar 16. Pre-drop choke. Automate the bus auto filter cutoff down slightly. Automate width down toward center. Optionally mute the ghost layer for the last eighth note or quarter note. That little suck out creates space for the drop transient and sub to hit clean. And do a tiny mute or volume dip right before the downbeat. Even a 16th note. Psychoacoustics. Contrast equals weight. Now let's do the advanced workflow move. Commit. Create a new audio track called Riser Resample Print. Set its input to resampling. Record 8 to 16 bars while you tweak your automations like you're performing the build. This is important. You'll get more human, slightly imperfect motion, which is exactly what Dubwise Energy is. Then pick the best 16 bars, trim it, and treat it like one audio riser asset. Imfast DNB Production, good and committed beats perfect and endlessly tweakable. If you want an arrangement upgrade, once it's printed, slice the last two bars into eighth notes or 16th notes and do a me tension grid. One or two abrupt mutes. One short reversed slice, not a massive whoosh. One slice pitched up an octave for a yelped moment. Now it sounds cut up and jungle, without adding new sounds. Before you call it done, do two checks. First, mono at low volume. Turn your monitor down and hit mono. If the riser disappears or turns into harsh fizz, your width and reverb correlation are fighting. Fix it by narrowing earlier, widening later, and making the final pre-drop moment intentionally tighter.